14th Perek of Kalim, 8th Mishnah. Mafteach shel akufa shenishma mitoch akuvos tohor. It says for some special type of old-fashioned key that had a right angle in it. It was the key was bent in it, and the teeth were at the end of this angle, and it would be put in the door somehow, and it would move out the bolt. I call upon him if this part of it that was missing, the that part of the key that was bent, it is tohah. You can't use it in its regular fashion, but there still was some way of using it. In other words, instead of the key itself making the corner by being bent, when you are in the inside, you could use it directly to open it up. You can't use it from the outside. If it was made like a gam, yeah, it also has an angle in the key. It's not a straight key, it's also bent like a gam, which looks like a nun. So also if that bent part of it was broken off its toe, if it has different protrusions coming out and holes in it, then it is tough. In other words, the way every key is made is it has a certain formation which interacts with the lock and opens it. So in those days they also had protrusions and holes that interact with the lock. So not lochapim tamneyanakovim. The parts that were protruding fell off, then it's still tamim because of the holes in it. The holes got filled up. It's tamim because of the parts that protruding. If both parts were broken, the ones that protruding broke off, and the ones that the holes got filled up. Somehow they broke one into the other, and each one was not functional anymore. Then it's torah because it's not functional. The difference was shloishin nekovim l'mata, a mustard seed sifter that had three holes in the sifter that were open. Is Torah. Why is it Torah? Because too much unwanted materials are going to fall through it. Afachas hametechas tmeya. Afachas is a funnel. It's made out of metal. It's tmeya. It doesn't have to be a kli kibble. It is used as part of the process of milling wheat. You put a lot of wheat in the funnel and it'll go into the grinding stones eventually.